Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. This song is all about surrender. And Jesus surrendered His life to His Father. He's our example. We want to follow Him, what He did, how He acted. In John chapter 10, verse 17, Jesus says, "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again." Jesus completely surrendered to His Father, and we can completely be surrendered to Him.
Take my life and
boys and girls, we are going to finish up this week, and we're going to think about the story that we studied this week. Do you remember what Satan was trying to do? Well, first of all, he tried to get the church to split up and to scare the disciples by causing the priests and the rulers to persecute them, right? To put them in jail, to give them beatings. But was that working? No, it wasn't. So what did he do next? You're right. He decided to try to get the believers who were all united to start not agreeing with each other and to start arguing and fighting because they didn't think that things were being fair or being done the right way. But before we go any further, we want to pray that Jesus' Spirit will be with us. Lord, as we talk about the story today, we want to ask for your love and your wisdom from on high. Go with us. Amen. So here Satan was trying to just spoil everything. But did it work? What did the disciples do? Were they like, "Oh no, what are we going to do? Oh, everyone's fighting, everyone's arguing. Let's go try to fix it." Or did they turn to Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit to help them? You're right. They turned to Jesus and they said, "Lord, what do we do?" And the Holy Spirit gave them an idea. They ended up praying and talking together and setting 7 men apart to be the deacons in the church. These deacons were to help the 12 apostles. And did it help? It did. The Holy Spirit was able to bless this group even more. And not only were new converts added to the church, but also priests were giving their lives to Jesus. Do we have deacons in our churches today? Yes, we do. We have deacons and we have what are called deaconesses. Do you know what a deaconess is? It's a woman who helps to make sure that the church runs smoothly. Who is the head deacon in your church? Do you have a head deacon? Somebody that's in charge of the other ones? Do you know who your head deaconess is? What do they do? Do you know what their jobs are? What they do? Well, if you don't know, why not ask them to tell you? In fact, that might be a good challenge for this week. Talk to your parents or your grandparents or the adults in your house and see if maybe the next time that you go to church that you can talk to the head deacon or the head deaconess and ask them what they do, what their job is, what do they like about it, what do they find challenging. Our deacons and deaconesses are very important. They're part of Jesus' plan to help keep everything running smoothly in our churches. If we don't have them, then oftentimes our churches fall into disrepair and people are not helped who need to be helped. Many churches have junior deacons and deaconesses. Do you know who they are? They're boys and girls just like you, maybe a little bit older, who help the deacons and the deaconesses. They might help to take up offering. They might help to keep the church in good repair. They learn to be helpers too. They're taught how to help and how to keep God's church clean and orderly. Perhaps someday you might be asked to be a junior deacon or a junior deaconess. At our last church, we had a junior deacon. His name was David. And David did a great job of helping around the church. When there were things that needed to be done, he was right there to help, and he did it cheerfully and happily. He would even take up the offering. Sometimes he would do scripture readings. He loved to help in his church. Satan tried to spoil the church by using suspicion and jealousy to make trouble. Do you think he still tries to do that today? I know he does. I have been in churches where people don't get along very well. Is that Jesus' spirit or is that Satan's spirit? You're right, it's Satan's spirit. As we learn to become like Jesus, should we ever, ever let suspicious thoughts about others be on our minds? No, we shouldn't. Well, we're going to read from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. We're going to see what the Bible says and what it tells us that we need to do. Ephesians is right after Corinthians and Galatians. So it's Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and then it's Ephesians. So if you find 1st and 2nd Corinthians, that's a pretty good marker that you can find relatively easy. Then you find Galatians right after, and then Ephesians. If you get to Philippians or Colossians, you've gone a little too far. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. If you need some more time, because we haven't really looked up verses in Ephesians, so if you need a little more time to get there, might be a little harder, just pause the recording. And then when you're ready, you can press play and we can read it together. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Jesus wants us to walk together in unity. That doesn't mean going on a walk and all going the same direction. It means that in what we do, that we are all working together, that we don't have any jealousy or mistrust, but work together to bear with one another in love, to work to keep that spirit of unity. We don't want to be divided. We don't want to be fighting. We want to be connected to Jesus. And when we are, when we're focused on Him and everyone else is focused on Him, then we will be able to have the peace and the happiness that only comes from God. Let's bow our heads and pray that Jesus will give us this unity. Lord, we have been challenged to walk in unity. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes some people don't want to do what we want to do. Or sometimes we don't want to do what others want to do. Help us to all be so connected to you and to want to move forward your kingdom and to tell others about Jesus that we will be united in love. And that we will be able to reach out to others. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for doing this work in our hearts. We love you, Jesus. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. Have you been enjoying it? Can you sing as loud as you can, since you know it so well? All right, let's sing this together.
1 Corinthians 14:4.
Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently.
story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.